Hi, everyone. That's right. It is the good stuff. And Mike and Kim, we're delighted to be with you today. We hope you can sit and just relax and enjoy the next 5-minute program. Or if you're busy, you can listen as you work.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska, the Valentine and Heart City area. Yep, it's a busy time of the year with Cherry County Fair and those things coming up here this next week, matter of fact. So if you like a good old-fashioned country fair, then if you like a good old-fashioned county fair, then you can check that out. Later on this fall, lots of things going on as well. If you'd like to plan a little upland bird hunting trip or maybe turkey or deer hunting, check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com.
We'd love to have you come down. Discover the pulse of agriculture from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And what are you going to share with us on the good stuff today, Kim?
I have a piece that was written by an 83-year-old woman to her friend. Dear Bertha, I'm reading more and dusting less. I'm sitting in the yard and admiring the view without fussing about the weeds in the garden. I'm spending more time with my family and friends and less time working. Whenever possible, life should be a pattern of experiences to savor, not to endure. I'm trying to recognize these moments now and cherish them. I'm not saving anything. We use our good china and crystal for every special event, such as losing a pound, getting the sink unstopped, or the first amaryllis blossom. I wear my good blazer to the market. My theory is if I look prosperous, I can shell out $28.49 for one small bag of groceries. I'm not saving my good perfume for special parties, but I'm wearing it for clerks in the hardware store and tellers at the bank. Someday, and one of these days, are losing their grip on my vocabulary. If it's worth seeing or hearing or doing, I want to see and hear and do it now. I'm not sure what others would have done had they known they wouldn't be here for the tomorrow that we all take for granted. I think they would have called family members and a few close friends. They might have called a few former friends to apologize and mend fences for past squabbles. I like to think they would have gone out for a Chinese dinner or whatever their favorite food is. I'm guessing, I'll never know, if those little things left undone that would make me angry if I knew my hours were limited, angry because I hadn't written certain letters that I intended to write one of these days, angry and sorry that I didn't tell my husband and parents how often, how much I truly love them. I'm trying very hard not to put off, hold back, or save anything that would add laughter or luster to our lives. And every morning when I open my eyes, tell myself that it is special. Every day, every minute, every breath truly is a gift from God. People say true friends must always hold hands, but true friends don't need to hold hands because they know the other hand will always be there. I don't believe in miracles. I rely on them. Life may not be the party we hope for, but while we're here, we might as well dance.
All right. I've got a couple of maybe golf levity type things in here.
All right.
So, sure, golf trips can be expensive, but you can't put a price on the memories you make losing 15 balls and shooting 40 over par in unique and beautiful destinations. Got to have that positive outlook.
There you go.
Research shows that starting your day with an early morning round of golf is the best way to ensure your day can't get any worse than it started.
Oh, my goodness.
So for you folks that are headed to the golf course,
oh my,
some tidbits in there for you today on the good stuff. If you have something to share on the good stuff, we always enjoy hearing from some of the listeners out there, whether it's in our local area or up there around maybe Ortonville, Minnesota area. Send us something to kimhburge@gmail.com. We love getting those emails and going through those and then featuring them on future editions of The Good Stuff.